God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 111. Come on, Israel New Breed. Help us to get started here today. Come on now.
Make it your prayer.
Holy Spirit, God bless you. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. If you have your souls, can you join with me and turn it to 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14. And it reads as follows. Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it dipped. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for thy grace and thy mercy. Thank you for this day that thou hast made. Father, I ask for forgiveness, and I pray that you allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase so that we all may hear what thus said the Lord. We're giving to you and calling it victory already in Jesus' name. Amen. Dipped. We started our lesson with 2 Kings 5:1, where it told us, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. So we come to understand that our person, Naaman, was a captain of the Syrian army, well respected, but he had a secret. The word said, but he was a leper. Now, of course, Naaman knew what that meant. During that time, if someone suffered the skin disease of leprosy, they were treated as an outcast. They were forbidden to have any contact with people who did not have that disease. And they even had to ring a bell or shout unclean anytime anyone tried to approach them. Naaman tried to be low-key about his lepers. The Syrian army had captured a little young girl to wait on Naaman's wife. Now in 2 Kings 5:3, and she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, he would recover him of his leprosy. This little slave girl had knowledge of the prophet Elisha. She offered advice to help Naaman's situation. Now, when the word got back to the king of Syria, that king sent 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 changes of clothes, along with a letter to the king of Israel asking him to heal Naaman of this leprosy. Now, when the king of Israel got this letter, he got suspicious and rented his clothes, yelling, did they think that I was God? He thought that there was a plot against him. Now, isn't it funny how some people in power always think that it's always about them? Elisha heard of the king renting his clothes and asked why, but then he went on to say, send him to me. Now, when Naaman with chariot stood at Elisha's door, Elisha sent a messenger out to Naaman, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Naaman's first reaction was of rage. He felt disrespected. He thought, the nerve of this man to not even come out to meet me. He also thought, why not Abana or Pharpar, the other rivers, cleaner and better than that dirty old Jordan water? Naaman was caught up in his own feelings and position and stuff, and pride was about to keep him from receiving his blessing. You know, we all have heard one way or another, Proverbs 16:18, where it says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and as haughty spirit before a fall." In other words, an arrogant spirit always ends up in a fall. Pride is described as a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievement, one's own quality that are widely admired, and pride will have one to have a very high opinion of oneself. And one thing that most persons can agree on is that Proverbs 16:18 is a true statement. And if you don't think so, then you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Some parts of Naaman's story reminds me of our stories. At times we need someone from the outside to say something that could help bring us back into reality. And truth is that at times our thinking is just stinking thinking. And sometimes we can be, like I would call, unapproachable. You know, folks better not say anything to me because I know best. Being unapproachable is a dangerous state to be in. Good thing for Naaman. 2 Kings 5:13, and his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do something, some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean?" You know, Proverbs 29:23 tells us a man's pride should bring him low, but honor should uphold the humble in spirit. This servant of Naaman's was only stating the facts. So now Naaman knew to humble himself. He may have thought at first I was giving advice from a slave girl, and then everybody knew about my disease, and then I was dissed by a prophet that didn't even come out and meet me face to face, and now I have to dip not once, not twice, but 7 times in that nasty old Jordan River where people had their cattle and sheep go across doing their business while, you know, going in that water. James 4:6 told us, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore," he said, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Naaman was about to act off the faith of a servant. Naaman then dipped. The Bible doesn't say, but we can imagine that others were watching as he was dipped in this dirty Jordan We can only imagine how his pride was being tested. But after that first, that second, the third time, and up to the sixth dip, nothing happened. But by then, his faith was building with enough hope to go on to number seven. His faith was hoping for some evidence of something that was only based on the truth that came out of the mouth of the man that trusted Yahweh, Jehovah Rapha. So now 2 Kings 5:14, then went he down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. It was like he was baptized through faith. Naaman was healed. But we need to go on and read the rest of this chapter, because the story doesn't end there. Some of us can relate to that feeling of being baptized. You see, first, we are dipped by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. And then we look for water baptism and in order that when we are dipped in the water, is an expression to tell the world that we have been dipped by God's Spirit. You see, baptism only have its power because Jesus went to Calvary for us. When Jesus was on that cross, there was two thieves up there, and Jesus told one of them over there in Luke 23:43, he said, today shall thou be with me in paradise. That thief was baptized by the Holy Spirit right there on the spot. Jesus had to go through being crucified, had to nailed on that cross, buried in that grave for 3 days. And when he got up out of that grave with all power, he got up so that the Holy Ghost could be a comforter to us, so that we could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so we could have confidence in knowing that God is with us. Oh yeah, that's why we could say we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He'll never fail me yet. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. If you don't know or not sure about Jesus, come on and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. The word said, if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shall be saved. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you and praise you. We ask for cleansing. Now, Lord, we ask for your blessing upon those over the highways, the byways, those in the nursing homes, the hospitals, those bereaved families, those behind the prison walls, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would touch the less fortunate and help them and use us to guide them to know more about being baptized in your Spirit. And we're going to give all glory and honor to you, because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we do pray. We say amen. Well, God bless you. Like I always say, keep each other in prayer. And until we meet again,